escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back inside the Carroll Sofer Indoor Practice Facility here on the campus of the University of Miami. It's time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, Woody, we're going to go to Dan Radakovich. Nice enough to join us, University of Miami Athletic Director, and looking good, man. It's great to see you as we get ready to start this football season.
Well, Joe, great to be here. Woody, great to be here. It's just one of those days that, you know, a lot of anticipation, first day in full gear. And, you know, the last week or so, the guys have been really working hard. Obviously, it's been really warm. We've been able to go inside and outside. Mario's has taken a lot of advice from our training staff, our sports science staff, to kind of get these guys, you know, yeah, to a good peak level. Our peak level needs to be August 31st, not August 7th. So let's continue to kind of grow that way.
Every time I hear that about sports science people, because I see it with the Miami Dolphins too, and I'm like, wow, I wonder how some of these old coaches would do. And they're going, hey, you got to cut back today. Guys have been going pretty hard. They're drained. They're not running as fast. We got, like, wow, burning too many calories.
Right.
And that's where we are in sports now.
Well, I think that even coaches today, it took a little while till they saw the data and be able to, you know, data doesn't lie.
Right.
And, you know, coaches understand that. And if it was just a conversation, if it was just anecdotal, it would take a lot of time. But when you put the data in front of them and you see results and you can create and see trends, then it becomes real.
All right, you ready to get into some of the juicy stuff? I call you every so often. I go, hey, Dan, can you come on? I know what you want to talk about. So we've been talking about the NIL and transfer portal, 20.5 salary cap now for a sports program. Good luck.
Right.
20.5 has got to obviously be more money with it. Is this a start to getting something fixed? It just seems like some of these things are so out of control they can't at this point. 1 year free agents, transfer portal. You can got guys 2 and 3 years now. We had a guy here, transferred from Louisville to here, Colorado here, and then went to another place. So we're seeing guys like, nah, this ain't gonna work. I'm going. So how do we clean some of these things up a little bit?
Well, you know, I think economics will come into play eventually. You know, there will be certain demands for certain positions that will continue to rise. There will be, I think, a leveling off of other positions along the way, because yes, we do have that salary cap. We do have restrictions through the College Sports Commission and NIL Go on what people can utilize through their name, image, and likeness. But a lot of those haven't been verbalized yet. We've put deals in, not just Miami, but a lot of schools, talking to peers. We put deals in and they just haven't come back out yet, because that organization is still trying to figure out exactly how things are going to work so that it's good for the student athletes, but it doesn't create an issue from the legal side of things. So it's still a work in progress. You know, we got the House settlement in June, and we enacted the settlement in July. Mm-hmm. And we've been talking about it, and there was a lot of implementation work done through the four conferences and groups of athletic directors and commissioners. But it's still a lot of questions. It's almost like we should have said, let's just take a year to understand how all this would work. Okay, but there's a group of people who said, no, we don't want to do that. We want to put that in, and we want to put the hard cap there, and it's gonna be the law. Well, if history tells us anything, draconian actions like that in intercollegiate athletics with students just doesn't work.
Right.
Whether it was you can't transfer more than once. Okay, you just described where people have transferred multiple times. 5 years ago, that wouldn't work. But our rule said you couldn't do that. Well, it was tested, and they lost. Years ago, somebody wanted to give some additional monies to student-athletes, and the overarching people said, no, you can't do that. It'll turn collegiate athletics upside down. Well, that didn't work.
Right.
And we're still here. We're still going to play August 31st against Notre Dame. And the system will continue to morph and pull together. I think that economists will tell you that it'll find its level. Now, will it find its level without collective bargaining? I don't know.
Yeah.
Will it find its level without federal interaction? Not sure. But all those things are out there
right.
as possibilities for us into the future.
We've had some drama in the ACC. We've had a couple of the products, Clemson, some others, not happy, North Carolina, and FSU. You feel like things are better now with the new agreement with the ratings and performance clauses for how your basketball and football team play?
Oh, for sure. I think that the Clemson and Florida State lawsuit settlement provided an understanding. If you ever did want to leave this league, here's the cost associated with it. They're in ink now. The idea of taking some of the television revenue and giving it to the teams that are getting the most eyeballs placed on them, I think that's something that had been talked about for a while, but just didn't happen.
Yeah.
The ACC for years had been a fast follower. Another league would do something, boom, we'd do it right after that. But I think we're a leader here. We did the success incentives where we took a portion of the money when Cal, Stanford, and SMU came in, segmented it and said, okay, if you're ranked in the college football playoff top 25, if you go to a bowl game, if you're and if you go to the CFP, you get certain amounts of money associated with it. If you go to the NCAA basketball tournament, you get a higher share than someone who didn't. That was groundbreaking. Okay, within our four conferences for all the teams. Now, in years past, UCLA and USC in the Pac-12, they got a bigger share of the television pie because they were the bigger markets.
Right.
So not everybody had a chance to do that. Same thing in the Big 8, Big 12 with Oklahoma and Texas back in the day. But this is the first time when everybody legitimately has a chance. You finish in the top 25 of the CFP, you go to a bowl game, or you go to the CFP, that's all on you, and your ability to get more money is for everybody in the league.
Well, the good news is I love the schedule. I know not everybody's crazy. I love to see Notre Dame in Florida the first 4 weeks. I think it's great. You have Sunday, big game on Sunday, tells you what the national people, more importantly, TV thinks about wanting that game and Notre Dame and Miami playing each other again.
Well, I think Notre Dame and Miami could play each other in a Walmart parking lot, and we would have a great crowd there
right.
just because of the history and tradition. But certainly moving that from Saturday to Sunday to give it that little extra shine, I think was important for the TV networks. And, of course, playing our second game in 2 years with the University of Florida, that's awesome, having that great intrastate rivalry.
I think Florida State, Miami all playing each other. People have been asking for it. It's great. Hey, so as you look at this team, I sense that Mario, you and I were talking before we went on the air, that Mario, just the way he's acting and feeling, this is the best overall team he's maybe had yet with the transfer portal, did so well in it and able to fill in some positions that were a little weak and he didn't feel strong coming out of spring football about.
I think not only from a team perspective, but from an organization perspective as well. You know, Corey coming in on the defensive side, Shannon on the offensive side, all the coaches around them, the support staff, everybody here through his leadership has been able to see their defined role and understand it. And now in year four, there's a lot of holdovers. There's new people as well. Right. But everybody kind of sees their defined role and feels comfortable in it and is working to have the organization move forward.
I know besides football, you have other things that are important. Baseball program here and basketball. How do you feel about you got a new basketball coach and how that team's going to look, number one?
Well, I think Jay has done a great job. First of all, there are no returnees from last year's basketball team. Zero.
Wow.
And on the women's side for Coach Cullup, there are two. So when you go to one of our basketball games this November,
yeah.
Stop and buy a program because you'll need to understand who the players are.
Yeah.
But I think just hearing reports from Jay and some of the people on his staff, really like the team that he's been able to pull together. A lot of older guys, a good mix, I should say, of older guys, you know, mids and freshmen as well. So we'll see how they blend. I mean, basketball at its core is a chemistry experiment. You have five guys or five women that have to play together. There's
right.
one ball. It's not like football and things, you know, some of the other larger sports or baseball that's one-on-one. These five have to blend together. We saw a great blend a few years ago with Coach Larinaga and our men's team and Katie and our women's team when they went, you know, far in the tournament. Those weren't overly talented teams, but they were teams that played well together, okay? And that's the key for basketball. How does the culture work? How does, you know, the interaction between the players work together? So really happy there. JD, reading the other day that the transfers and the freshmen, when you put all the newcomers together, we had a top 15 group rated by a few different organizations of people that are coming in. But for JD, he kept a lot of the players that were high level last year. I mean, Daniel Cuvée, Jake Ogden, you know, those are guys that are coming back, you know, to be able to play. And Michael Torres. I mean, these are people who will really help set the table for the new guys that are coming in.
I think everybody's rooting for JD.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And I think the way it finished, so close that people are excited. He got that thing going at the end there, and they played really well and got some great outings and then the recruiting obviously is so important. I think that baseball thing, not that we talk about it, between worrying about you get a guy committed and he gets drafted too high and you lose him
for sure. You got to really thread the needle.
Gosh, that'd be. Hey, you go, all right, he got drafted just where we need him to get drafted. I think he's going to stay with us, and he'll go higher if he plays well at the U. We're seeing more of that, you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and baseball's always been, you know, the baseball coaches, why I think they're some of the most calm people that I've ever met. Number one, their game doesn't have a clock, okay?
Right.
So they, you know, they play till it's over, 27 outs. but they've also grown up with the idea of high school kids and the major league draft. Now they've just thrown in another variable, which is the transfer portal. So you had a lot of kids who transferred in, were draft eligible.
Right.
So they might have only been in your organization maybe a month or two before they left to go into the draft. So they're very adaptable. Baseball coaches are probably some of the most adaptable people I've ever met.
Okay, we've known each other for a while now. How you doing on Notre Dame and Florida tickets? How's that going?
Oh, let me tell you, they're gone, really. I mean, they're gone. So it's a pretty simple answer from my end. I mean, it's going to be a great, great atmosphere.
Schedule at home is fantastic.
Yeah, we have 8 home games this year. Unfortunately, because of some of the past scheduling that had to go on, you know, we'll have 6 next year. But we're working like crazy to get, you know, more of a 7 home game circumstance each and every year. We're working on our schedule. We do have one upcoming neutral site game for all of our fans. They're going to have the ability to travel to Las Vegas.
And that's right, the opener.
The opener against Utah in 2027. So I think it's going to be a good deal. We don't usually play the neutral site games, but every once in a while, because of how the schedule works out, you have to balance something with a neutral game.
Well, I got to tell you, the easiest thing to do is get season tickets, right? Then you don't have to worry about the tickets and stuff. Get a season ticket.
For sure.
You get everything.
We still have a few season tickets that are available. We kind of set those aside, you know, to get some people in so that they can experience it. They come year after year after year. They're about $420. You know, call the Hurricane ticket office and or go online.
Okay.
And just be able to get those and enjoy it. It'll be an entertaining year. There's no doubt about it.
Wow, you throw Notre Dame week one and Florida the next month. That's going to be fantastic. So
don't forget Louisville on a Friday night
and Louisville
and our newfound rival, the Syracuse Orange,
wow,
coming down
that?
Here. Little revenge game in November.
Yeah, man. And by the way, the games at the end of the year were every game was fantastic. The poor backup quarterback here didn't get a lot of playing time because every game went right down to the wire one way
sure.
or the other. Dan, thank you, man. Really
Thanks,
appreciate
Joe.
It. I know you got a meeting coming up there. I didn't want to say anything. Your shirt looks great, though. That's, you know, everybody, you wear, yeah. you know.
Well,
everybody.
You have fun. You have to have friends all over the place, okay, to be able to do that. You can't let them hang in there, Joe,
no.
okay? Yeah, they're gonna think I have some crazy shirt on. It's a master's shirt.
It's a master's. Because then it starts, have you ever played there? And then have you ever been able to just go? It's hard to even get in and get a ticket. And then everybody wants to know about, is it true, $1.50 for that tuna sandwich? You go, yes.
Yes, it is. It's absolutely true. It's an awesome place. But, Joe, Woody, thanks so much for having me here today. It's great.
Now, appreciate you coming on. University of Miami Athletic Director Dan Radakovich joining us this morning here.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.